This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Governors in several states called in National Guard troops as protests over repeated killings by police of black men grew Saturday across the country. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz fully mobilized the state's National Guard and promised a massive show of force to help quell unrest that has grown increasingly destructive.
And we simply ask for cooperation to help us reestablish order on our streets, to make it clear that the force that has been put on the ground is there for the long haul, that this is not a place where violence in any way going to step on or dilute the message that we've got work to do around racial injustices.
The protests, which began in Minneapolis following Monday's death of George Floyd after a police officer pressed his knee on Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes, have left parts of that city a grid of broken windows, burned out buildings, and ransacked stores. However, the demonstrations have since become a national phenomenon as protesters decry years of deaths at the hands of police. President Donald Trump's response to George Floyd's death is also being criticized. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
I stand before you.
In a speech at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, President Trump called Floyd's death a grave tragedy that's filled the country with anger and grief.
Healing, not hatred, justice, not chaos, are the mission at hand.
And he vowed his administration would stop mob violence.
And we'll stop it cold.
But the president's tweets on the matter continue to draw ire. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says he's dividing the nation, invoking the rhetoric of 1960s segregationists and glorifying their tactics. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more, visit our website,